The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Nah, not totally. Not totally. But he wasn't limping and all that, but it was, you know, it was a bone spur that was moving at times. And when it moved, it hurt, you know, and he never knew when it was going to come.
Vic Fangio yesterday talking about Bradley Chubb's ankle surgery, which he deemed was a, quote, roaring success. And I immediately thought of you, how everybody loves to talk about successful surgeries. When it wasn't you got the one going under the knife.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's how it always works. And by the way, he did say it was floating. So it was exactly like what I had in my elbows all those years ago that, well, you'd be fine. And then all of a sudden you get in the joint lining. And it, you know, think about it's very much like, you know, for all those people who say, well, Bradley Chubb, it's because he's too big and he needs to lose weight and he's not in shape and all, you know, all the baloney that goes all around. On the internet, you know, that all the, you know, all that goes on social media feeds. You think about this. Okay. You're going to go out and run a mile, right? Put a rock in your shoe. Put like a piece of pea gravel in your shoe. And then go run on it and see how that feels on your foot. So when that little piece of pea gravel gets stuck in the joint lining, it hurts like the Dickens. And I don't even know how much the Dickens hurts, but whatever the Dickens is, I don't know where that comes from. But the Dickens is painful.
Yeah, is there like a measurement to Dickens?
I don't know. Like, is it like a volume measure or a measure of weight? The Dickens.
Right. Right. It's like, what does a Dickens measure?
Yeah.
Okay, if it hurts like the Dickens, what exactly is that? Compare that to something that we all know.
Yeah. Yeah, what is that? Hurts?
I don't know.
Well, I'm looking it up.
Look it up. Next on the Morning Bro.
Oh, man, Mattress Firm, the official sponsor of your Denver Broncos. No, Drew and I, we joked about it the other day. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, hopefully we can get some free beds or something like that.
Yeah, the Broncos unveiled their practice jerseys, have a logo on it.
Really?
NASCAR-like. Mattress Firm.
A Mattress Firm, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I've got a Mattress Firm bed. Big believer in them. Love them.
Really?
I endorse them heartily.
All right.
There you go.
You want to hook me up with an endorsement?
Yeah. Like you need more free stuff. Teddy Bridgewater saying that he's not going to take the cheese. Not going to take the poison. Not going to get caught up in this 2-0 start. All right. You think his teammates are going to follow the same lead? Do you think there's any chance that the Broncos come out and are somehow flat, overlooking the Jets on Sunday?
Home opener, crowd's going to go crazy. They're going to provide a bunch of energy. And here's where I would be concerned, Mike. I would be concerned if you put on this Jets film and it was like, oh my gosh, they're bad. Right? Like if it was just mistake after, like if you put on New Orleans last week, you would think that New Orleans never played football, never played a down of football. I mean, the film from last week, and then the juxtaposition of last week to week one when they beat, you know, they beat Green Bay, what, 38-3 or something? The juxtaposition of those two films. Last week, they lose a game to Carolina. It's like they never one time have ever worked at football. And, you know, you had 9 coaches that went on the COVID list. I mean, you could see that they didn't know what they were doing. It was bad. I mean, just bad. So that would concern me more because I guarantee you New Orleans will bounce back and play well this weekend based on how embarrassed they are about that film they put out there because everybody gets to see it. You know, idiots like me get to watch it and you're like, oh my God, that's horrible. They couldn't block any. They didn't know what they were doing. They had no clue what they were doing. They have yet to block a jam front. They have yet to block a walk-up linebacker. They didn't do any of it. That would concern me more. I put on the Jets film. I'm like, you know, they threw 4 picks, and I get it. Your quarterback made bad decisions. But there's a lot that you look at that you go, they're pretty good here. They actually do this pretty well. You know, they're pretty good defensively. They've got some dynamic players. Man, they run the snot out of the ball. They know what they're doing when it comes to the wide zone stuff. So, you know, you look at that and you're like, it would concern me more if what I was watching on tape looked like what I watched this week from New Orleans on tape, because that will lull you to sleep.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I would rather nobody knows me than everybody knows me, so it's much better to nobody knows me.
Kola Jokic, man.
Is it nobody knows? What is it? To nobody knows me?
It'd be better. I'd rather have nobody knows me than everybody knows me.
I would rather nobody knows me than everybody knows me. So it's much better to nobody knows me.
It's much better to nobody knows me.
Have nobody knows me.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay, he's worried. It's a second language, okay? Let me hear you speak your second language.
¿Cómo está usted?
Huh?
¿Cómo está usted? Me llamo Marcos.
Nikola Jokic, I can only speak for the 20 plus years I've been here. So, you know, you can ask a Sandy Clough or somebody who's been around longer or Woody Page, but I've never seen an athlete come through this town like Nikola Jokic, who's such a great player, but is so freaking down to earth, right? So he was speaking with the media yesterday as the Nuggets get ready to kick off camp. And, you know, he was talking about how the team has been doing a lot of conditioning at Red Rocks. And he said, I have a complicated relationship. The complicated relationship with me and Red Rocks. He's also a noted horseman. He loves his horses. You know, we've seen plenty of footage of him back in Serbia.
Right.
His horses, he said, quote, I like the smell of them. The best feeling ever is when you feed them. The sound of them eating in the stable is the best sound you can ever hear. It's just something that I think just a horseman can feel. You grew up around animals.
Oh, yeah.
Bears and stuff.
I grew up with horses.
You grew up with horses?
I love watching horses. They eat kind of, they move their mouth. You know, they don't chomp up and down. They move it and sideways it. Like they grind the food sideways in their jaws. It's interesting to watch and listen to them. We had a horse, by the way, named Victor. One of the smartest horses you'll ever. He was incredible. He would go into his stall. You know, we had the gate, you know, the swinging gate in the stall. And at night he'd tuck himself in. He'd walk in the stall and he'd shut the door behind him. And you'd watch him do it and you're like, and you would tell people and they're like, there's no way. Horses don't do that, right? And he's standing there and sleep, right? And I'd be like, really? Watch this. And I'd grab an apple, and I'd like, Victor, you know how you do that with horses, that little clickety thing, clay. And I'd throw an apple out in his yard. He'd open the door, he'd trot out there, he'd eat the apple, and then he would go back in and shut the door. It is the damnedest thing you ever seen. Victor.
Victor the horse.
Yeah. And then one winter, they dug a big hole right before the winter time so they could lower him in there when he died.
Oh, jeez. All right.
That's what you do when you're a horseman. Sometimes you got to
dig a hole.
You got to dig a hole?
You and Nikola Jokic can talk about that.
Oh, Victor.
Just got to dig the hole for Victor.
I didn't know me and Nikola had so much in common.
You do have a lot in common. He also said about this upcoming season, we will see what happens. Maybe I will have the worst season of my life. Very self-deprecating. Do not think that's going to be this guy. I'm not hesitant to say I think he's going to be even better than he was his MVP season. He's in better shape. He's had a little bit more muscle. He knows his place in the NBA even more now.
Right.
I think he's going to be, and with Jamal Murray out for a while, he's going to have to carry a little bit more of the load. So
Jimmy and Joe Jokic.
I think he's going to be.
Well, nobody has that. Nobody has his offensive skill set. So, I mean, he's the MVP. What can you say?
Victor.
Just leave it at that.
You have any pictures of Victor you can post, or not Victor? Yeah, Victor.
Yeah,
you
Victor.
Can post on a Twitter or something.
Yeah, I could probably have my sister send me a couple pictures.
Yeah, I think
we'd
all love to see pictures of Victor, the horse that was able to open up his own gate and tuck himself in. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. James Merrillat. Oh, James Merrillat. Is there anything that he's happy about? We'll find out next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.